A major development today at the military trial at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. A U.S. federal court judge has stopped proceedings at the terrorism trial of Salim Ahmed Hamdan. He's a 34-year-old Yemeni man charged with war crimes. Judge James Robertson said that Hamdan may not face the Guantanamo trial until the rules in that type of hearing are amended. Judge Robertson's decision throws into question the government's policies of dispensing justice in the war on terrorism. NPR's Jackie Northam was in Guantanamo Bay when the surprising decision was announced, and she's with us now on the line. Jackie, it sounds like it was quite a dramatic day in the courtroom.
Yes, it sure was. You know, this was supposed to be the first day of a motions hearing for Hamdan at this military trial, and we got through about 40 minutes worth of arguments when a bailiff handed the presiding officer a note. The presiding officer immediately called a recess. He left the room for a few minutes, and then when he came back, he said that this trial was being indefinitely recessed, and no one, including the defense or the prosecution, knew what was going on. And as it turns out, Michelle, a federal court judge, Judge James Robertson, had ruled on a lawsuit that had been filed in civilian court on Hamdan's behalf.
Could you give us the specifics of that ruling?
The lawsuit was challenging certain aspects of Hamdan's nearly three-year detention here at Guantanamo Bay. And part of it was, now the Bush administration argument has always been that the president or the executive branch has had the authority to determine whether the Guantanamo detainees, such as Hamdan, are POWs or not. The administration claims that Article 2 of the Constitution gives the president the right to conduct war. President Bush has designated Hamdan and the other detainees here as enemy combatants and not prisoners of war. But Judge Robertson said the executive branch had overstepped its bounds, and he says that Article 1 of the Constitution and at least three Supreme Court rulings led him to believe that the president can't say that someone is not a prisoner of war. Instead, he has to have a competent tribunal to make that decision, and so far that hasn't happened with Hamdan. And if Hamdan is found to be a POW, then he should be accorded rights under the Geneva Convention, which at the moment he's not.
So how would Judge Robertson, I guess, want the military to handle Hamdan?
Well, he ordered that Hamdan may not be tried until the rules of this particular type of military trial he's facing are changed. The judge's opinion went into some detail about this. Michelle, these type of trials are called commissions, and the last time these type were held was about 60 years ago. The commissions don't allow the defendant to see or address any classified evidence against them. It also doesn't allow for any independent review. Now, the judge did say that the commissions were good in some respects, such as the defendants are given military lawyers, but that the other factors outweigh this. The other thing that was interesting, Michelle, was that the judge wrote that the government had asserted a position in regards to the policy of Guantanamo and its detainees that was, quote, starkly different from the positions and behaviors of the United States in previous conflicts, that's unquote. And he goes on to say that that position could weaken America's ability to demand that other countries apply the Geneva Conventions to U.S. troops when they're captured abroad during armed conflicts.
So the proceedings have been stopped for now. What happens next?
Well, right, they have been. The Department of Justice actually just issued a statement saying that it vigorously disagrees with Judge Robertson's decision, and it will seek an emergency stay of the ruling and immediately appeal. The statement reiterates that it believes the president properly determined that the Geneva Conventions have no legal applicability to members of to the detainees here, and that the president does have the power to convene these military commissions. But you know, Michelle, this ruling really throws into question the immediate future of the military commissions. Besides Hamdan's, there are three other such trials scheduled, and one of those is already underway.
Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you, Michelle.
NPR's Jackie Northam at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba.